And good evening and welcome to another exciting high school football broadcast on USA-365.com. Good evening, everyone. I'm Dave Woodworth, along with Frank Sprankle, and tonight we're at the Class 4A Regional Championship game being played at New Prairie High School between the Lowell Red Devils with an 8-4 record and the New Prairie Cougars with an 11-1 record. Tonight's game being played at MZ Miller Field, where tonight Keith Kilmer, will be leading the Lowell Red Devils. He has a career mark of 30 wins, 22 losses now in his fifth year at Lowell. Russ Radke, the veteran coach for New Prairie, is 32-4 in his third year at New Prairie, but he has a career mark of 322 wins, 124 losses now in his 38th year of coaching overall. The Sagarin ratings have New Prairie with 82.73 points, good for 18th overall, and that's 15th. That make that good for 5th in Class 4A. Lowell with 74.61 points, good for 50th overall and 10th in Class 4A. In their last outing, Lowell defeated Hammond and Morton by a score of 28-3, while New Prairie defeated Plymouth 37-35, both teams winning their respective sectional championships last week. Records against common foes, Lowell 0-1, New Prairie 1-0. And the opponent's records, Lowell is 72-57. Opponents for New Prairie are 70-62. In this series, over the last 30 years, there have been no meetings. That is, zero meetings between these two schools. The prediction by the Sagarin ratings has New Prairie a 35-28 favorite. We'll see if that holds up. Our very own Mark Smith has predicted a slightly different outcome. In fact, Mark was predicting an outcome in this Class 4A regional championship game with a 31-21 score in favor of Lowell. So everyone has an opinion, and we'll have a chance to talk about some of the factors we expect to be a factor in tonight's game. And when we return on the Lowell Red Devils pregame show here on USA-365.com. In the world of sports, there's the thrill of victory, the cheers of crowds, and the excitement of spirited competition. As with the rest of life, there are ups and downs, and sometimes an unexpected injury on the field of play or at home or in the workplace. That's why Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine works hard to get the injured back into the game with their previous level of function and mobility. Providing the highest quality health care as efficiently as possible. Whether it's a sports, home, or work injury, the team of physicians at Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to serve Northwestern Indiana from offices in St. John, Crown Point, and Lowell, where you can call 219-696-6353 or go online to glorthopedics.com. Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine PC is a proud playoff sponsor of Lowell Red Devils High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Kent Lindquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night, 9 to 11 p.m. on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore.
We're hosts of the Feeling of Jazz, and we're proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Bulldogs Football, Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
And we're also proud to bring you music each week from some of the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
And artists with their own distinctive styles, like Shorty Rogers and Toots Sims.
So we invite you football fans to join us Sunday night at 9 for the Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music. You're listening to the Lowell Red Devils football pregame show on USA-365.com. And we're back for the Lowell Red Devils pregame show. Dave Woodworth here along with Frank Sprankle. And, Frank, this is a very chilly night for a regional football game. You know, we were talking just a few minutes ago before we went on the air how this season began 13 weeks ago as Crown Point and Lowell played on August 22nd. We were talking about how hot and humid it was. I think it was like 95 degrees at kickoff time.
Felt like a jungle, didn't it?
Oh, it did. That is quite a contrast to tonight's game, where right now, under cloudy skies, it's 24 degrees here in New Carlisle, Indiana. We're about 25 miles or so west of South Bend, but it feels like it's 18. The real field degrees is 18 degrees Fahrenheit. Light winds, mercifully, at just 4 miles per hour out of the west-northwest, although I do see the flag waving ever so slightly there on the west end of the field. The field does run east to west. Our left would be the west. To our right is the east. That means as we look across the field to the visitor stand, they are north of us. And I'm not sure what's south of us. Maybe look like some cornfields, I guess. But
that is a heavily rural area, Dave, and an area that definitely is proud of its new Prairie Krugers, considering that this is the second straight year they've won a sectional title. They've only lost one game, and that coming back in week one against the LaPorte Slicers. 56-42, it was here at Amsey Miller Field in week one. And, of course, you got to maybe take this into consideration. New Prairie, a 4A school. LaPorte, a 5A school, certainly maybe somewhat of a mismatch from that point on, but the New Prairie coaching staff, well coached under Russ Rackey, and they have been able to muster up 11 straight wins en route to a sectional title and to the regional championship game here at home against the Lowell Red Devils, who have momentum on their side.
Yeah. Speaking of the weather, it did in fact snow here at New Carlisle. There is snow on the ground here at New Prairie High School. And, in fact, grounds crew, or I guess we really didn't have a grounds crew, but everybody, basically all hands on deck here at New Prairie High School, was involved in maintenance. I think some of the members of the coaching staff were out here physically shoveling snow off the field, and it actually looks pretty downright decent, Frank, all things considered. I think they had as much as 6 inches of snow in the area. You can see where the snow is piled up. Just outside of the end zones and off on the sidelines. I think as you walk across from the parking lot, it looks like it's maybe only a couple, 3 inches of actual snow standing on the ground. So some of it did melt during the day. But it was snowing up until about 12 noon today at this physical location. And it was only wasn't until this afternoon that they began their snow clearing operation. And the fact that the field looks pretty decent, we can see the yard markers, we can see the numbers on the field, we can see the logo in the center of the field. It is a bit muddy, but since it is so cold, most of that mud has been neutralized. It's frozen pretty solid. So I don't think anybody's going to be sinking into the mud. However, there is a possibility of some slipperiness out there as there is some ice, little patches of ice here and there across the field. So footing might be just a tad touchy here tonight.
I did have a chance to walk on the field a couple hours ago, actually more like an hour and a half ago. We did arrive here about 2 hours ago. And in walking on the field, Dave, you can tell that obviously no tarp was covering the field over the last 24 hours.
No.
It is frozen. The grass is pretty much patches. And really in between the hashes, that's where it's going to be treacherous. It's nothing but mud. There's even some ice visible there. So you can feel the ice. You can feel the mud. And as far as the traction, it's going to be very interesting to see what both of these teams do. They are both known for running the football. We know New Prairie has their multiple options, triple option, wishbone, whatever you want to call it. While Lowell does run the football out, they depend on typically one guy, and that's Ike James. But it's going to be very interesting to see just how the footing is for both of these teams. Will both of these teams do well on the playing surface? Will both of these teams falter? Or will one team have the edge while another doesn't? It's going to be very interesting to see the rushing game from both programs. And that's what you're going to get because New Prairie, they hardly pass the ball. With Zach Bobus of the Lowell Red Devils, they may pass the ball a few times. Although if you look at the weather, it was 24 degrees at last check. Not much of a win, but even 24 degrees, 8 below in terms of a freezing mark, it still makes for the passing game to be somewhat difficult. But both these teams, they don't pass the football much.
I'm looking at the New Prairie rushing statistics. I selectively pulled weeks 1, 9, 10, 11, and, of course, the season totals. As a team, this team has rushed for over 5,000 yards this year. Your top rushers, of course, are going to be your lead running back, Tyler Weller, 174 attempts, 1,466 yards, an 8.4 average. He scored 26 touchdowns on the year. Nick Brassel is the quarterback. He's got 145 carries for 1,414 yards and a 9.8 yard average. He's got 21 touchdowns. Next on the list would be Drake Deerdorf, and he wears number 22, 72 carries, 777 yards, and a 10.8 average. And then you've got another guy by the name of Jordan Peck, 144 attempts, 877 yards, a 6.1 average, and he's got three touchdowns. I think I forgot to mention Deerdorf. He's got 14 touchdowns. Look at this, 71 touchdowns as a team on the season.
And this is an explosive team. Of course, they won last week in getting the 4A sectional 18 title. They had to go to Plymouth. They won there, but it was close, 37-35. Now, we saw the Lowell Red Devils. They were able to put 28 points on the board, but only yield more than the three. Now, having mentioned that, in order for Lowell to win the regional and advance to semi-state next week, you have to match New Prairie point for point, because one thing New Prairie is going to do, even in defeat, they are going to score a lot of points on you. And in order to defeat them, you got to pretty much match them point for point.
Last week we mentioned earlier in the program, New Prairie defeated Plymouth for the sectional title by a score of 37-35. Obviously a very close game. And in that game, rushing-wise, the New Prairie Cougars had 65 rushing attempts for 428 yards, a 6.6 average a week ago, scoring four touchdowns on the ground. I believe they had one through the air. They are an explosive team. They can score a number of different ways, and this will be quite a challenge for the Lowell defense to try to contain that. And if you read our preview story that Mark Smith wrote, and which was posted last night on USA-365.com, you will know that the key to Lowell is to try to force the rushers for New Prairie outside so that their linebackers can pursue them. Lowell has pretty good pursuit speed, whereas the Cougars have rely on straight-ahead running and straight-ahead blocking to break open holes at the line of scrimmage. So Lowell has their work cut out for them.
And understand this too, Dave. New Prairie won the sectional title last year. They went on the road to East Chicago and lost there. Now, it was a close game between New Prairie and East Chicago. New Prairie could have easily won that game. The only difference factor was turnovers. I do believe that turnovers are going to be a factor tonight. Whoever wins the turnover, whoever commits the less turnovers has an excellent chance to win this game. Now, maybe I'm overstating that, but last week, Lowell committed three turnovers in the early going. That may work against Morton. In all probability, not against New Prairie.
Yeah. For the season, New Prairie has committed only 10 fumbles for this entire season, and that's through the first 12 games. Obviously, that's less than one fumble per game. So they do hold on to the ball quite well based on that statistic alone.
And also, I do think home field advantage will make some of the difference. It's going to be a great game.
All right, we're going to take another time out here on USA-365.com. Thank our special sponsor. That's Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And they are our exclusive playoff sponsor here on USA365.com. In the world of sports, there's the thrill of victory, the cheers of crowds, and the excitement of spirited competition. As with the rest of life, there are ups and downs, and sometimes an unexpected injury on the field of play or at home or in the workplace. That's why Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine works hard to get the injured back into the game with their previous level of function and mobility. Providing the highest quality health care as efficiently as possible, whether it's a sports, home, or work injury, The team of physicians at Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to serve Northwestern Indiana from offices in St. John, Crown Point, and Lowell, where you can call 219-696-6353 or go online to glorthopedics.com. Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine PC is a proud playoff sponsor of Lowell Red Devils High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lindquist. Together we host Two Flowers of some of the best in mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're the hosts of the Feeling of Jazz, and we're proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Bulldogs football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We've got a neat sports connection with Dave Woodworth, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite you football fans to join us each Sunday night at 9 for the Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and online at Lakeshore Public Media.
From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music. You're listening to the Lowell Red Devils football pregame show on USA-365.com. And we are live at New Prairie High School in New Carlisle, Indiana. Dave Woodworth along with Frank Sprankle for the Lowell Red Devils pregame show. Time right now about 6:45 p.m. and about 16 minutes away from our scheduled kickoff for the Class 4A regional championship game being played in what will be 24-degree weather. But it actually feels like it's only 18 degrees out there. Yeah, it's mighty cold. And yeah, I should add, Frank, I think it's only appropriate. We'll let all of our listeners commiserate with us. This press box is not heated. It's rather brisk in here.
Wait a minute. I don't mind it not being heated. What about the space?
But fortunately, there's a lot of bodies in the press box.
Yes.
We're depending on all of this body heat from about 40 people in a very small press box to keep us all warm. So that's the benefit of togetherness.
Making new friends along the way, too. Maybe go for crowded by making there's at least one positive.
Very much so. A lot of media people and statisticians in here, and of course the officials announcing the game. All right, let's turn it over to Frank Sprankle. We're going to tell you about the projected starters for both teams on tonight's regional championship game.
The visiting team is the Lowell Red Devils. We will start with them. Let's take a look at the champions of Class 4A, Sectional 17, by virtue of a 28-3 win over the Morton Governors at home last week. Taking the snaps from center will be Zach Bobus, number 18, 6 foot, 182 pounds. He is a senior. In his backfield will be number 11, Austin Giordano, 5 foot 10, 196 pounds. He is a sophomore. Of course, all eyes will be focused on Ike James, number 32, 5 foot 10, 177 pounds. He is a junior. At the wides will be Colton Wilkie, number 4, a 6 foot 3, 175 pound senior. And number 23, Austin Belt, 5 foot 8. 169 pound senior. Taking a look at the protection up front, it will be Cody Munster, number 66, 6 foot 2, 282 pounds. He is a senior. Right to left as the guards. Number 69, Rob McInnes, 6 foot 1, 219 pounds. He is a senior. And Sam Stewart, number 75, 6 foot, 252 pounds. He is a senior. Right tackle to left tackle will be Jake Slager, number 78, 6 foot 1, 304 pounds. He is a junior. Andrew Belton at the left, number 77, 6 foot, 311 pounds. He is a senior. Kiefer Kersey, who did have a reception for 29 yards last week against Morton, will be the tight end, number 31, 6 foot, 3, 215 pounds. He is a senior. Kicking will be Robbie Santana, 5 foot, 9, 174 pounds. He is a junior. Punting will be, Colton Wilkie will be handling the kicking duties, while Robbie Semena will be the punter, number 85, 5 foot 9, 174 pounds. He is a junior. Robbie McInnes, we mentioned him at the right guard spot, also the long snapper. Let's take a look at Lowell defensively. As defensively, it will be a 4-3 defensive set, four down linemen, three linebackers. The defensive ends, Rob McInnes, number 69, 6 foot one, 219 pounds. He is a senior. Adam Felder, number 56, at another defensive end spot, 5 foot, 212 pounds. He is a junior. Nico Vasquez, number 76, at one defensive tackle spot, 5 foot 11, 258 pounds. He is a senior. And Cody Munster, number 66, 6 foot two, 282 pounds. He is a senior. The linebackers on the outsides will be Zach Bobis, number 18, 6 foot, 182 pounds. He is a senior. Chris Hahn, number 44, 5 foot seven, 186 pounds. He is a junior. Justin Thomas, number 34, at the inside, 5 foot nine, 186 pounds. He is a junior. While the corners will be Colton Wilkie, number 4, 6 foot 3, 175 pounds. He is a senior. Tim Kresmer will be at another corner, number 80, 5 foot 9, 151 pounds. He is a senior. At the safeties, the free safety will be Darian Hornickel, number 15, 5 foot 11, 170 pounds. He is a junior. And Jordan Justvich, number 6, 5 foot 11, 173 pounds. He's only a freshman. He'll be at the strong safety spot. The return men will be Belt and Justvich. The return men on punts, likewise, actually it'll be Isaac James, likewise Justvich as well. Let's take a look at the home team tonight. That is the champions of Class 4A Sectional 18. They are the New Prairie Krugers. And the starting quarterback will be number 9, Nick Brassel, who has 24 touchdowns this season in all, passing, rushing, even one receiving. He'll don the number 9 uniform, 5 foot 11, 185 pounds. He is a junior. Jordan Peck, number 38, 5 foot 11, 171 pounds. He is a junior. In the backfield, as a halfbacks, will be a guy that everybody will be paying close attention to, Tyler Weller, number 2, 5 foot 9, 185 pounds. He is a senior. And Drake Dierdorf, number 22, 5 foot 11, 161 pounds. He is a senior. Kicking will be number 18, Evan Keane, 6 foot, 171 pounds. He is a junior, while Dierdorf will be the punter. That's new. Actually, let's take a look at the, pardon me, we almost forgot the offensive line here. Let's take a look at the offensive line. Delivering the snaps will be Zachary Booker, number 68, 5 foot 11, 237 pounds. He is a junior. At the offensive guards, it will be Christian Planka, number 61, 6 foot, 251 pounds. He is a junior. At another offensive guard spot, R.J. Bauer, number 71, 6 foot, 271 pounds. He is a junior. The offensive tackles will be Grant Williamson, number 78, 6 foot, 3, 265 pounds. He is a senior. And David Walbring, 62, another offensive tackle, 6 foot 1, 207 pounds. He is a senior. Two tight ends for the New Prairie Krugers. Number 30, Connor Scott, at 1, 6 foot 3, 201 pounds. He is a senior. Likewise, a senior is a tight end. Starting will be Dylan Heisek, 6 foot 5, 215 pounds. He is a senior, donning the number 89 jersey. As mentioned, it'll be Evan Keane, the kicker. Drake Dierdorf will be the punter. Let's take a look now at the New Prairie Krugers on defense. And it will be four down linemen, three linebackers like the Lowell Red Devils. At the defensive ends, it'll be Eli Tyler, number 93, 6 foot 1, 171 pounds. He is a junior. Matt Gallippo, number 90, another defensive end, 6 foot 1, 181 pounds. He is a senior. In fact, the defensive tackles, also seniors, number 36 in A.J. Holland, 5 foot 11, 175 pounds. As mentioned, a senior. And Grant Williamson, number 78, 6 foot 3, 265 pounds. He's also a senior. The linebacking core will be Gage Nierzwicki, 6 foot 3, 235 pounds. He is a junior. Number 11, Jared Culp, 6 foot 3, 215 pounds. He is a junior. And Dan Seinel, number 57, 5 foot 11, 191 pounds. He is a senior. He'll be a linebacker as well. The corners will be Josh Cooper, number 12, 5 foot 11, 151 pounds. He is a junior. Ryan Moser, another corner, number 23, 5 foot 9, 161 pounds. He is a junior. Tyler Weller at the free safety spot, number 2, 5 foot 9, 185 pounds. He is a senior. And Joe Seinel, number 8, 5 foot 11, 165 pounds, a junior. He'll be at the strong safety spot. The kickoff returners and punt returners will be Weller and Dierdorf, as the New Prairie Krugers coming in, only giving up 19 points per game. Taking a look at what they have done in terms of scoring points, they have scored 46 points per game. The Lowell Red Devils, they have scored on average 36 points per game, while they, the defense, only giving up 14 points a game. We have the makings of one entertaining game here tonight at Amzie Miller Field on the campus of New Prairie High School in New Carlisle. And right now I'm going to throw it back to Dave Woodworth as we are only less than 10 minutes, coming up on 8 minutes from kickoff of this regional championship.
All right, Frank Sprankle, Dave Woodworth here. Thank you very much for running through the entire lineups for both teams. All right, this is a good time to thank our sponsors who help make this broadcast possible here on USA-365.com. Live internet radio coverage of Lowell Red Devils High School football on USA-365.com is brought to you by the Law Offices of Adam Decker, offering legal advice in the areas of real estate, financial distress, estate property transfers, and other matters. Call Adam Decker at 219-663-7400 or visit his website at www.adamdeckerlaw.com. Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, with offices located in St. John, Crump 1 in Lowell, where you can call 219-696-6353. For more information, visit glorthopedics.com. Edward Jones and financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 and located at 420 Maryville Road in Crown Point. For more information, visit www.edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. The Feeling of Jazz with hosts Kent Lindquist and Bill Satterly, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org. TheBreeze.com, the world's easy listening leader, bringing you easy listening music 24 hours a day at www.thebreeze.com. And by listeners like you, through your thoughtful donations to our PayPal button on our website at www.usa-365.com. Now, stay tuned for exciting Lowell Red Devils High School football next on USA-365.com.
And a special thanks to Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for their sponsorship of the Lowell Red Devils through the 2014 playoffs. They're with us through as long as Lowell is in the playoff action. And, of course, they were victors last week over Hammond Morton, 28-3 for the sectional 17 championship. Meanwhile, New Prairie won the sectional 18 championship. And so these two teams are facing off tonight in the regional championship game being played tonight at the home field of the New Prairie Cougars. Russ Radke, of course, a familiar name to most of us who live in northwestern Indiana, where he served as head coach of the Griffith Panthers for so many years. Goodness, the exact number escapes me, but at least 10 years, I think maybe more like 15 or...
You're talking about Russ Radke's tenure at Griffith, right?
Yeah, wasn't it?
It was actually 19 seasons. 1993 to 2011, of course, a lot of history there, but notably the 1997 team that went to then the RCA Dome and won the state championship.
Yeah, that was the big feather in his cap. Of course, he won a state championship, I believe, in his previous tenure as well when he was down there at North.
No, he did not win one at North Judson.
Oh, okay.
But he did take a few teams when he was coaching at North Judson to the state championship game. They just never came on top.
Okay, he didn't come away with the championship.
Yeah,
gotcha. Well, this is they are looking at this season, a potential season to go deep in the tournament. Of course, if you can win the regional, the next game is the semi-state, and the game after that is, in fact, the state title game. So, yeah, just two games away from this point on. Right now, let's pause as we try to stand in this crowded press box as we listen to the playing of our national anthem.
Thank you.
nice job there by a five-piece brass ensemble, two trumpets, two trombones, and what looked like a baritone saxophone right here in front of the home stands at New Prairie High School. Great job on the national anthem there. And, boy, I love that brass sound there, don't
beautiful,
you, Frank?
Beautiful
sound. Well, the clock shows it's less than 2.5 minutes away from kickoff, and we are going to have some interesting action here. Two run-dominated teams that we've already talked about. The New Prairie Cougars have already rushed for over 5,000 yards on the year. Lowell has had a tremendous year as well, especially with their top tailback, Ike James. Ike James has a shot at setting a single-season rushing record for Lowell. He already has 2,186 yards on 287 carries, 31 touchdowns for the Red Devils. Zach Bobos, the quarterback, has 281 yards rushing as well. And there are others who have contributed. So I believe Lowell is approaching at least close to that 3,000-yard rushing mark as a team as well. So, yeah, we're going to see a lot of running action. It's definitely not passing conducive weather by any means. As we mentioned, the temperature at game time, 24 degrees, but, hey, it feels like it's only 18 out there right now. So everyone wearing their winter parkas and snowsuits, stocking caps, lots of gloves, every piece of winter clothing they can find, everyone's wearing them, and we're all bundled up even here in the press box.
So let me get this correct. We started the season in summer, and now we're concluding it in winter, correct? Because remember, we were talking about the Lowell Crown Point game in week one, 95 degrees, humid and sunny, and cold and chilly here, 24 degrees with a wind chill of 18. Boy, it's how times have really changed since August 22nd. As both teams onto the field of play, the Lowell Red Devils visible to the far side, decked out in the white jersey top, black slacks, black numerals front and back, black helmets, black face masks, while the New Prairie Cougars, it is gold attire, gold uniform tops, gold slacks, black numerals front and back, gold helmets, black face masks. We are getting set for the coin toss as the captains, one of which is Tyler Weller, number two. He will definitely be a sight to watch, about ready to come onto the field of play.
Yeah, Weller with 1,466 yards rushing on the season and just 174 carries. We mentioned those statistics a little bit earlier, but they're worth repeating. He's actually also thrown a couple of passes, or completed two out of four for 53 yards, obviously from that halfback option pass opportunity that he takes advantage of from time to time. Okay, the captains, four of them each from both teams, headed out to the center of the field. Frank, tell us what's happening. It looks like we're about ready for the coin toss.
Both captains from the Lowell Red Devils and the New Prairie Cougars visible at midfield. It is muddy and even a little icy midfield. Lowell is the visiting team. They will select heads or tails. And the coin toss won by New Prairie. They elect to defer to the second half. Lowell will receive the football to our right, which is the east end zone. They will work their offense from east to west, from our right to our left here on USA-365.com. Hardware awarded to these teams just a week ago for the Lowell Red Devils. It was at home against the Morning Governors in a sectional championship, won at home. And for the New Prairie Cougars, they had to go on the road to claim their sectional hardwood, 37-35 on the road at Plymouth in an entertaining game last week there. And many people believe it's going to be once again an entertaining game here tonight.
Well, the Lowell Red Devils, of course, on the visitor's sideline. Looks like a pretty good packed stands there on the visitor's sidelines, visitor side. Boy, I would say, Frank, perhaps upwards of 300, 400 people over there. The stadium capacity was rated at 2,000 people. It looks like the place is pretty well packed out.
And that says a lot about the Lowell Red Devils and their fan base, considering, Dave, that Lowell has traveled pretty well with the team as they go deep into the playoffs. Obviously, if Lowell had to go this far early on in the regular season, you may not see many individuals from South Lake County traveling this far, but at any rate, both teams on the field and getting set for this one as two men deep for the Lowell Red Devils. Remember, New Prairie winning the coin toss. They elect to defer to the second half. New Prairie kicking away with Evan Keene. Keene will boot it left to right, two men deep for the Lowell Red Devils.